K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits. Get it done.
Benny, podcast 91. This thing is huge. And when you're at 91, you're starting to get the jitters.
Yep.
Cricket, of course, I'm talking about.
Oh, 100%. You start thinking, oh, geez, I'm close to 100.
Do I go for
the 4?
Are
we going to do something special for the 100?
Nah, probably not. We'd say right now we'll do something special, but I guarantee it'll get to the day. Nothing special will happen. So, look, if it does, lucky for you listeners. If it doesn't, well, we haven't promised anything.
Exactly right. That's a great way to go about it. Maybe we'll do an in-house party, and if people can find the time and location, you can obviously come along.
You can come.
Because then we can just do it. And then if someone finds us, we can just say, oh, no, this is just lunch. This is just lunch. And then when we do it when no one's there, that was our party.
That was a party.
That is good.
I like it. Anyway, I can assure you, no jitters at the moment. We are fine. Well, I'm fine. Are you feeling fine?
No, I'm feeling good.
No jitters, you're right?
Look at my hand. Steady as a rock.
Seriously?
Call me Dwayne.
No jitters at all, which is scary that there's no jitters.
not a murmur.
We've got a big potty. As always, I think we say that.
Massive potty.
The biggest of podcasts ever.
Yeah.
Prince Harry, he could be heading to court.
He could, yeah.
I'm a bit worried for that.
A bit dicey from the old prince.
Also, Japan's got a new invention that I want in my house.
Do you?
I want it.
The... What's the reason that you want it?
Well, like, we'll have to tune into the potty.
Tickle.
No, don't give away too much.
Look, I won't. But Andy, also on the podcast, someone on our roads is taking up enough space. And I'm a bit sick of it. I want to sort of unpack that a little bit later in the podcast. So,
love it.
Lots happening.
Stick around.
Lots going on.
Enjoy.
A lot of teasers.
Oh, so good. Can you give me one more tease?
No.
No, that's fair enough. All right, enjoy.
Now, Andy, not through the week. I'm very shortly going to be part of a wedding, a bridal party.
Don't I know? Because I've been helping you, not choreograph your dance routine, but I've been watching you do the octopus into the robot arms.
Exactly. So, if Isabel, if you're listening, I am practicing.
If Ben is, I swear to
despite
you,
despite what it looks like, I am practicing.
I said to you the best bit of advice: so long as you smile and look confident. No one will batter an eyelid.
Exactly. And I had a bit of a laugh because, as you know, being one of my closest friends, I am a really good dieter. I'm very good at it.
Yeah.
When I put my mind to it.
I think when you challenge someone because you're so stubborn, you go out of your way to beat someone to the point where you walk like 30,000 steps a day, which 40, probably isn't healthy.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
40. And I said to the groom, hey, I'll shred for your wedding.
Oh!
And we were talking about it.
Okay, which is weird because the wedding's what? How far away is
it? Well, that's the thing. It's probably like 3 weeks away, 2 weeks away.
Okay,
now
that's all right.
14-day intensive.
There's still time.
And that's the thing. I've kind of left it too late, but I can whip a couple of kilos off.
I know, you're
right. Hey, yeah, I'll give it my all.
14 days.
So a crucial part of that is some protein. I had to go and get some protein through the week. Mm-hmm. And...
Oh, as in like protein shake, protein, not like steak or whatever.
Yeah, no, like protein shakes.
Yeah.
Big part of my diet is just heavily rely on shakes. And I've dabbled with protein powder before. It's not something that I'm fluent in.
Mm.
And when I went to the store, I just don't know what to say to not sound like an idiot.
Yeah.
Because there's these jacked guys in there that are just like, hey, bro, what are you looking for? Hey, mate, to be completely honest, I don't know.
Yeah.
This stuff makes me look good, yeah? Is that what this is?
But there's so big.
But they're pre-workouts, there's after workouts, there's dessert workouts, there's... Ooh. Like, I don't know what's going on. There's like... I said to him, oh, have you had the choc mint flavour? And I don't think the flavours are what you're supposed to be looking at. Like, that's a nice bonus, but you should be looking at, like, the ins and outs of
it. The intake and outtake or whatever,
And so there's this one pre-workout that I have, and...
Hey, so you take a pre-workout.
Yeah, and I can't tell you enough. It really buzzes you. It's like a Red Bull flavour.
It does.
Really burns my face, and I have to work hard to get it out or else it will just burn.
It sounds like something I don't want to take.
No, it's very enjoyable. It's a bit of a kick, you know?
Still don't want to take
Anyway, I said to the guy, hey, can I put this in with my protein powder and just make it a one-shake combo?
Kill two birds with one stone. I like where your head's at.
Then he said to me, oh, this is an ACBD. Some sort of, like, this is going to be working again. This is a milky substance. This is more of a, like,
all right, wait. And I'm like, you're smart. We get it. Can I mix the two together? That's all I want to know.
And he just said, it'll probably churn in your stomach. And I said to him, so you're saying I can do it?
Yeah.
As long as I can live with the consequences. And he's like, well, I guess.
Mate, all
that's
I
a green light.
All I want to do is lose 5 kilos in 2 weeks. I don't care about what's going to happen to me after the 2 weeks. I just need to lose weight.
So I walked out and got some laxatives from the store next door.
Benny, I find a lot of good items. Yes, they're built here in Australia. They're designed here in Australia. But also a lot of good ones are made over in Japan. A lot of the robot type gear is Japan based.
Yep.
Which I love. But this one has sparked my attention. Now, have you ever used a smart toilet before?
No.
Now, we've got a mutual friend, Trent, and he's just...
He has one.
He's got them in his new house that he's built.
What is a smart toilet?
So pretty much when you walk into... I've had the privilege of using it.
I bet you have.
So when you walk in...
Does Trent know that you've used it?
He knows. He goes, mate, if you want to use it, it is an experience. So what you do is when you walk in, the toilet seat lifts up. You sit down on the seat and it's heated.
Nice.
And then you do your stuff.
But what if you just need to stand and use it?
Well, I guess it would still be heated. The lid would lift up.
But you have to then lift that lid.
The seat. Mm. Yeah. You've got to do that manually. But when it comes time to cleaning and things like that, it must have a weight sensitive thing so it'll flush straight away.
Mm.
And then you press it.
Oh, when you stand up.
No. You don't have to stand up. Just when...
So what's weight sensitive?
When...
As in like when it...
Leaves your body.
Okay, yeah.
It flushes. And then you press a button. It lines you up. Hoses you
down. The
bidet.
Yeah.
But you don't have to do anything. And then you press another button. Then like a hairdryer comes out, dries you.
Oh my gosh.
It revolutionizes you. And for the money you pay, you
think...
But
what if it misses?
It's never missed me. And I've used it 3 times.
Did it come out of your mouth? Like, did it shoot straight through?
It feels like it's going very deep inside you.
Wow.
It's almost like a...
Just to make sure nothing else is stuck.
What are those things that people actually have
a
done?
A colonoscopy.
Yeah, it feels like that. Anyway, we're getting a little
bit
off track.
Not that you'd know.
Wouldn't know because I've never had one. But Japan, they've come up with a new toilet system that they've got at a like a truck stop. And it tests you to see how tired and fatigued you are.
Oh, nice. So what does that got to do with the toilet?
No, because it's a smart toilet. So not only does it do all
when you're on the toilet, it fatigues you.
It tests your fatigue.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
So the user opts in via a touch screen.
Yeah.
And then it has sensors. The process takes minutes. It fires up vibration sensors that are built in on the toilet. You choose your age bracket, tell the system if you feel tired or not, and the program kicks off. Now, if you're telling the system you feel tired...
It'd probably come up, oh, you're tired.
You're fatigued. Mm. So I don't know why there's vibration sensors and things like that on the toilet. But I just think, isn't that incredible?
Unbelievable. And do you think it would become illegal if you were deemed to be fatigued, but you kept driving and then got into an accident? Like, would that be worse because you were aware that you were fatigued?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this much for free. When you have water, please, when you have water shot up there, you're not tired anymore, mate. It definitely wakes you up.
Andy, thoughts on cyclists?
I watched a very funny video on the uninspired unemployed. The inspired unemployed.
Yes.
About cyclists. Now, if you haven't seen it, very good. If you're riding single breast in the bike lane, no dramas.
Yeah, perfect.
You start riding 2 abreast, 3 abreast, and you veering towards the road, then we start to have a few problems.
I feel it's an ongoing battle between
always
cyclists and motorists, although it's always the other person's fault. We never really say, you know, let's come together here. We try to. And I think there's a new law coming in that you have to give them a meter.
No, it's 1.5.
1.5.
When I ride my bike, I'm too scared to ride on the road. So I try to ride on the footpath at all costs.
I always thought that you had to ride into traffic. Like, you know how you...
Oh, yeah. No, you can ride with traffic.
Yeah, but it would make so much more sense for them to evade.
It's when you're walking. If you're walking
but
on the road.
But then why is it different if you're riding?
Because if a car's driving with headlights.
Well, you probably, because if you're turning.
Yeah,
it's hard to get across.
Yeah, there's a problem.
Really hard to get across a four lane highway.
Yeah, not ideal.
Look, they do take up a lot of room and it's hard to get to, you know, work or wherever you're going because they are. They really do think they rule the roost.
And I am a cyclist, so just be careful, mate. All right?
One thing that annoys me is when they get in front of you at a traffic light.
Oh.
Because they want to let you know that they're there.
Yeah.
Mate, get off to the side.
Do you want me to tell you another thing that irks me? When they're on the road.
I thought you were a cyclist.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you one thing that. Yeah. No, you've got me now. That irks us. When they're on the road and then they realize that they can go across at the pedestrian lights because it's going green and the traffic lights haven't gone green.
Yeah, it's a bit quicker. Like, which one do you want to be? Do you want to be a pedestrian or do you want to be on the road?
Or you're going to be on the road? Because if you're abiding by. Yeah, you can't. It's against the law to have both. But all of a sudden, you're making rules.
Yeah, you're picking and choosing.
It doesn't work like that. That really annoys me.
One thing that would have made it very harder for a few commuters through the week. A Brisbane couple were just 200 metres from the hospital when a lady had to give birth. They pulled over.
I don't understand this.
Well,
surely you start to feel the contractions and think, all right, let's sort of head to the hospital now.
Well, I think
it's like people giving birth on the toilet not knowing they're pregnant.
I'm not sure how any of it works. I'm not here to say anything. I just know if they're ready to go, they're ready
they're
to go.
They're coming out, yeah.
So they were 200 metres from there. They pulled over and in a bike lane gave birth using, they had the aid of a student midwife who was on her way to work.
Oh, student though.
Ooh. No, everything's fine.
Okay,
And I'm just thinking as a commuter.
Oh!
I mean, the bike lanes are already chockers enough.
Oh.
Does that need to happen?
I'd imagine there would be some words exchanged.
It's a great story.
Cyclist.
It is a great story. Absolutely. The cyclists are riding by going, get out of our lane. Hey, the miracle of life has just occurred and you're just worried about how to get there quicker.
Absolutely, mate.
Hey, good on them. Mum and bub both healthy.
Oh, good.
Great story for the 21st.
Will they be cyclists when they grow up?
Buy them a bike. I think so.
Benny, we were talking before the show about the Royals and how I've been watching Diana on Netflix. Because I haven't really had much to do with the Royals. I've never really tuned into a royal wedding, anything like that. Are you fascinated by them?
No, not even remotely.
No, nor am I.
No.
Which is weird because there are people that are obsessed.
It was hard to not be involved in the Oprah Winfrey.
I dabbled in that. Dabbled in it.
If you didn't watch it, you probably heard things out of it.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I caught snippets of it.
And I know we're under the monarchy, but you just kind of think, it doesn't affect me. Yeah. Couldn't care less.
Yeah.
They're more of a figurehead than anything else. Like they're more just like, oh, it's the royal. It's the royal. Do anything.
Yeah, but I still don't see that aura around them.
A lot of humanitarian work.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff, which is nice. If you got a friend request on Instagram from Prince Harry, do you reckon you'd know if it was legit or not?
Yeah, straight away I would.
How so?
Because if he's adding me, it's not legit.
Okay, good. Because a lawyer over in India, her name is Palwinda Kaur.
Yep.
She was on social media and she thought she was chatting with Prince Harry.
Oh, no.
She's like, this is brilliant.
And oh, how lucky. Yes. Like, you know,
the prince is chatting to me.
And you would believe it because he's outside of the royal family now. So he's spreading his wings. He's really reaching out.
But also married with a second child on the way. So it's like weird.
Oh, in what way was he talking to her?
He actually proposed.
Allegedly.
No, he proposed.
Allegedly.
On social media.
Allegedly.
I'm reading the article.
Can we still call him Prince Harry?
Yeah, I like Prince Harry.
Harry doesn't really have the same ring to it. That's my dog's name.
Prince Harry proposed to this Indian lady.
What a lucky duck. I've never heard of Palwinda Kaur.
Anyway, she goes, this is phenomenal. Oh, she was so life's excited. Changing.
Although not as excited because you're not going to be a princess, obviously.
Harry started to ask for a bit of money as well for the wedding.
Oh, of course. Things have to get paid.
Oh,
it's a bit old school to say the bride side pays for it, but I can understand this. That's fine. Yeah.
Anyway, so it turned out, though, that she was getting catfished.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
Palwinda.
Are you saying that Prince Harry doesn't do his dating on social media when he's got a wife and kid?
That's the thing.
So, what? I don't believe it.
So now Palwinda is trying to sue
Prince Harry.
The real Prince Harry.
For what?
She took it to court and it was rejected by the application.
No way.
Get out.
Saying
that's what's wrong with our justice system.
I don't like Prince.
You can't throw that out.
What are you doing, mate? Oh. I think the right thing to do would be Prince Harry just say, "Hey, look, sorry, here's a meal. Sorry, here's my window."
Yeah, and then just give her the meal from your Spotify deal. Keep the rest to yourself. And just on a side note, I also was catfished by Meghan Markle. So if you've got another meal just floating around,
I'll take it.
Here I am. Look, you think in this day and age, this current climate, we would have learnt from how things are now. You know, 2021 is just a different time.
Yeah.
10 years ago, even, when you think about it, we just wouldn't be doing the things that we're doing now.
Yeah, but like, you look at overseas, and in sort of particular Asian countries, they've been wearing face masks for years.
Yeah, but I'm thinking in terms of like technology as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
As well. Yep. Like I'm still thinking the face mask path as well. Like if you think about what technology was like
10 years ago,
1950 to 2000, so in that 50-year span.
Floppy disks.
We saw the introduction of a TV and the internet.
Colour
TV.
Yeah.
But in the space of 12 years, so think about where the first iPhone was released in about 2007.
Yep.
And then what that did compared to what an iPhone does now.
Can do now.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we've actually operated a bit faster, haven't we?
It's just, where's it going to stop?
Yeah.
Zoom has become a big part of our life.
Massive.
And I think now, even coming in this morning, you and I, there was a laptop open with a camera, and we're still very conscious of it recording us.
Well, I didn't even know there was a camera
watching. And I helped watching, you out.
And you were like, "Hey, I think we're being filmed." And yeah. I was like, shut it down.
So we shut that.
Shut that down straight away.
You know, you put a bit of tape over your camera or you put a bit of blue tack on there.
You don't do that on your laptop, do you?
Oh, I have been known to put a bit of like glue over it so it just looks really fuzzy. So it looks like I've got bad internet.
Oh, that's a...
Oh, sorry, guys. I'll have to join again.
Hey, you don't have that on your laptop though, do you?
Not anymore.
Oh, but you used to.
Just put a bit of glue there and go, oh, it's bad internet.
Sorry, guys. But who's putting glue on their laptop?
It's just a little bit.
No, I'm not.
Bit of a smudge.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like the... Yep.
A Canadian Liberal MP was caught naked on Zoom.
Why does this always happen?
Now, this is what I'm talking about. I just think...
How do you not learn?
After all this time...
Yeah.
When are we just going to say we're savvy enough to know if there's a computer, there's a chance there's a camera on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you haven't put it on, it potentially... Someone else has.
So he's in a meeting.
He's not in a meeting. Well, he is in a meeting because he's in a Zoom
conference, yeah.
And he just didn't, maybe he just wasn't aware.
Yeah.
He apologized, obviously, for coming out in his birthday suit. And he said that my video accidentally turned on as I was changing into my work clothes after going for a jog.
Oh, very good.
I sincerely apologize. It was an honest mistake.
No need to apologize.
Now, mate, how... Does your video accidentally turn off? Oh, so you were in the meeting.
Yeah.
The video was off and you've clicked the button.
So
he knew that he was in a meeting, but knew this is an opportune moment to get out of my jogging attire.
I'm just a little bit concerned about these new cameras in the studio. Now, we don't know how they work or operate, but we often do a few things before we come on 100%.
Air. 100%. And, like, we're not changing from jogging clothes to work clothes. We just get naked. Like, it is what it is.
So if footage comes out, we're sorry. Are we apologising?
Yeah, in advance. We'll apologise in advance.
Well, Benny, there it is. Podcast is done. Before we get out of here, though, we need to do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week. Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Andy, have you ever... My Thought of the Week is this. Have you ever thought about giving up social media?
No. And I don't like people that post being like, giving up social media, and then they come back 2 days later with a post. You didn't give up social media.
Maybe they did a short cleanse.
What, for 2 days?
Maybe.
No, I don't like that.
I have a mate that doesn't have... Facebook and only has Instagram for work purposes so that he can tag models and stuff for work.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and we were talking about it. He goes, oh, best thing ever. He's honest as hell. But he's got a kid, and I say that to him. I'm like, if I had a kid, I'd be the same.
Yep.
Because that's where your life is.
So I've got a friend who I went to school with, Mac, And he didn't have Facebook or Instagram for years, but it was annoying because you'd try to make Facebook groups and he just wasn't on it.
Yeah, so how do you contact him?
You got to have always Facebook. Yeah, like, yeah. You got to have Instagram. They're the rules.
Yeah, fair enough.
Deal with it.
All right, thank you. Anyway, that was a quick thought then.
Like, subscribe, do your thing. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your day. Wherever you're listening to us, all the best. Stay safe.
See ya.
And as you say, Benny, don't flop your pancakes.
Don't flop your pancakes.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.